No lepa. Our guest at the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Carol, good morning.
Good morning.
Carol wrote a very interesting piece for her blog on Hunt County history and also her column in the Herald Banner about downtown Greenville and North Greenville. And it's hard to believe 1991 has been 30 years ago.
Yes.
Good heavens. That's shocking when I figured that out. But 30 years ago, Hunt County was having its 145th birthday, and you sort of developed, was it a walking tour of downtown? And
well, actually, as my husband pointed out to me, Carol, nobody could walk that whole distance.
I could.
Well, you could, yes. Very athletic people.
Well, but I guess you're right. I guess because you took it all the way out to Graham Park.
Right.
And Saucy. Yeah, that would be long. That'd be quite a hike. It would
be. But it was really a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea is now, 30 years later, Hunt County will be observing its 175th anniversary, and you would like to sort of revisit that and amend it and update it.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been a lot of changes in 30 years.
Not as many as I thought.
Yeah, yeah. When I say a lot, I think you're right. Not a lot, but some significant
yes.
changes. Yeah.
My article coming out this coming weekend on the Herald Banner and on my blog, I think next Sunday, will be my going back. I went back a couple of weeks ago and drove all over that area, and there were some things I could not find.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right after those rains, and I didn't want to get my car stuck, so I didn't go talk.
Right. Well, so some of it would require driving on a dirt road or something.
Right,
yeah, you don't want to
well,
do
we
that.
We do have some dirt streets here in town.
Mm-hmm.
Or gravel streets.
Yeah, gravel, yeah. I will tell you one very obvious thing that I'm aware of, and that is that the Austin Elementary School building is gone. It's been
yes.
torn down.
And that wasn't in my original one simply because I couldn't remember how you got there.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was one of them. When the Alexander family sold or gave the old Coca-Cola bottling company,
mm-hmm.
that has all changed that, because that belongs to the city now, and I don't know what they're doing with it, but mm-hmm. they're doing something. And also that baseball field that you told me about.
Well, which was on Sockwell Boulevard, that was the Bill Betts Park. I
yeah.
think by 1991, that was gone. We're talking with Carol Taylor, and Carol is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Carol, 30 years ago in 1991, did sort of a tour, a walking or driving tour of downtown and North Greenville, and now she's interested, and you're asking people to contribute to this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now that the 175th anniversary of Hunt County is here.
I haven't heard from anybody yet.
to suggest changes that have come about. A lot of, I think, improvements in
yeah.
downtown Greenville, and starting with the fantastic restoration of the Texan Theater there in downtown.
Oh, yes. But see, my trip didn't go down Lee Street. It
no.
came down Washington.
I see.
But the thing that amazed me most was the old... what was that doctor's name? There was a doctor, Dr. Sale,
mm-hmm.
after the railroad came, decided he was going to build a housing development in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. And he built some wonderful houses, many of which are still standing. Now, they need some repair, but they're fine old... Victorian type
yeah.
houses, and there's lots of those as you go down Lee Street.
And would some of those be on Sales Street then, which passes through the north part of town?
Just the north part.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been through that northern part, the part of Greenville, residential area north of downtown, which, of course, that's the original town site of Greenville.
Right.
Really. And there have been quite a bit of either renovation or even new construction of housing in that area in the last few years, just very recently. And that's very encouraging. And so some other things that have happened since 91 that I'm aware of. You had the construction of the City of Greenville Police and Courts Building. There on the west end of Lee Street.
Right.
That's since 91. And then the landmark on Lee, of course, the building was there, but it's been repurposed and restored somewhat as kind of just a gathering place,
right,
with what was the old Greenville Post Office. So if people have some suggestions, they should contact you one way or the other through your blog or Facebook or what have you.
I believe I put on that one my email. And so they can email me.
Excellent. Very good. And we'll make a connection there. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone again.
Yes.
Carol Taylor is chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.